I must have been a fool to think that I could change.
Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar with the song Addicted from their album Send the Nightingale. And Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar will be one of the acts heading to the Fourth Island Unplugged Festival, which takes place the weekend of Saturday and Sunday, August the 5th and 6th, in the heart of rural Pelee Island on the Canadian side of Lake Erie. A family-friendly event, the festival features performers from the local, regional and national scene, alongside the opportunity to enjoy some great local food, craft beer and wine, while exploring everything else the island has to offer. To learn more about the island and the festival, we caught up with Artistic Director Rod Strickland. How are you doing today, Rod?
Great. Fantastic. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so looking forward to this conversation. I should mention to our listeners, I just moved to Leamington a year ago, so I'm still fairly new in southwestern Ontario and specifically Essex County. I've always intended, though, to learn more about Pelee Island and head over there, hopefully catch some of the festival. So I thought, well, let's talk to the artistic director and learn about the festival and why it is on the island. So I think we'll start off with you. Tell me a little bit about the island, and then let's talk about why you decided there needed to be a festival on the island.
Well, the island is the most southern inhabited island in Canada, actually. And it's about a 90-minute ferry ride from either Leamington or Kingsville, or about a two-hour ferry ride from Sandusky, Ohio. It's about 9 miles by 5 miles, and in size, it's mostly agricultural, but has lots of cottages, and there's lots of interesting things to do, and the creative culture on the island is growing and growing more every year.
Because I think it has quite a big art scene there now, doesn't it?
Yeah, slowly it's starting to pick up. The festival is sponsored by Pelee Island Artworks, which is the artist-run center on the island, and by the Pelee Island Heritage Center, which is the island's cultural center.
And obviously, it's also the home to the Pelee Island Winery. And obviously, that's one of the things you can definitely do when you head to the island is
absolutely
visit the visit the winery, enjoy the wine. So tell me how the festival fits into the island. I mean, this is the fourth year.
This is our fourth year, and we decided at the Artist Co-op. I'm an artist from Windsor originally, and I work with the Artist Co-op on the island. And we decided that there should be a festival, and in creating that festival, we wanted to create opportunities for the island nonprofit organizations to have an audience and to grow the cultural community on the island. So we partnered with the Heritage Center and Kim Gardner, who's the director there, and we found a couple of their partners, a neighbor of mine, Kathy Miller, who's with Bell Media and some other people, and we got together and started up this festival, just trying to create an event on the island that was family friendly, and we all love music and art, and you know what more could you ask for? Music and art and beaches and wonderful weather, all on an island.
So the festival runs Saturday and Sunday, the 5th and 6th of August. Tell us a little bit about who's playing there this time around.
So this year, our headliner on Saturday night is Elliot Brood, a really great Juno Award-winning band from Canada. And originally, the members are actually from the Windsor area. So they're happy to come back and play in their own area. Ron Leary is a local musician. He plays out of Windsor and Toronto. With some really excellent group of musicians that play with him. We're bringing actually a really interesting band from the Kitchener-Waterloo area, the Lo-Fi Mind. 12 musicians that come together. They call themselves a collective, a musicians collective. Old Man Grant is a great folk group coming from Ottawa. Mike Galbraith out of Detroit. There's people coming from all across the province. Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar, a really great soul group. They play a little bit of gospel. They're really interesting. Brock Zeman from Ottawa will come down, a really amazing storyteller. So the lineup goes on. We have 14 groups in all coming from it. And on Sunday, we're going to feature the Windsor Youth Fiddlers. So a group of young people from Windsor that are learning to Cape Breton fiddle style, and they'll be playing, and with Kenneth McLeod, and I think we're going to have a square dance will probably grow out of that performance. It should be a really interesting couple of days.
Well, it certainly sounds like you've got a great group of artists. I know we started off with Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar, and she is an absolutely fabulous, fabulous live act. I've had the privilege of interviewing her a couple of times over the years, and certainly seen her live several times now. She is a great performer, and being able to catch her performance. Now, does she play on the Sunday or the Saturday at the festival?
She's the Sunday evening headliner.
She's the Sunday evening headliner, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll close up with Samantha. And I'm really looking forward to her voice is such a multi-layered experience. I think it'll be great.
And Brock Zeman is a great performer as well. He's just put out a new album, very prolific, not just as a singer-songwriter, but also as a producer. He's done some great work. Again, he's somebody else that people definitely want to check out. And I want to put another shout out to the Lo-Fi Mind, because they came on my radar, I think, in the last year. And as you mentioned, like they are this collective. I mean, they really sort of, you know, embody their art and their music. They have a fabulous song called Honey Harbor, which I will definitely try and find time to play as well. But they're very engaging. You also have, I think, the Brandy Alexanders coming from Leamington as well.
Yes. Yeah, they're a local, they call themselves a psychedelic rock band. We really try and bring the young people from the local region in and put them on the stage with the Juno Award winners and the people that have national reputations, the older, more established musicians. The festival is really designed to create a culture of arts on the island, to give nonprofits an opportunity to make a little bit of money, to you know, create a festive kind of situation for the performers and for the audience. We'd like to bring everybody together.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous weekend. If people want to learn more about the festival, how can they do that?
They can do that on the internet. You can go to theislandunplugged.org, and that'll give you our lineup. It'll give you the schedule of events for the day. You can buy tickets there. You can get campsites there because the festival is held in the campground. You don't have to bring a car to the island. You can take the boat over. There's a free shuttle bus from the ferry dock to the campground where the festival is, and it'll take you back. It'll also take you around so you can explore the island if you want. So it'll ring around the island all day long.
And what time does the festival start each day and finish?
We open the gates at noon, and we share music going around 1:30. We usually close up around 11 o'clock.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a fabulous weekend. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us. We only have one more thing to do, and it is to pick another song to play. I thought it would be fun to play some Elliott Brood, as they will be headlining on the Saturday. From their 2014 album, Work and Love, this is the track, Little Ones. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. So